Well, hello. Coming up on Which Way Is Life, episode number 11, my guest today, Abigail Darty. Learn three simple changes to improve your diet, why you should work to eliminate negative self-talk, and what she calls the shower for the inside of your body. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/Which Way Is Life. Don't forget the slash Which Way Is Life. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's Real, Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Oh, yeah, on the show today, Abigail Darty. She is with us and so happy you are here. Abigail is a registered and licensed dietitian and owner of The Soul of Health, where she focuses on helping people become their best selves through realistic lifestyle nutrition. Some of her current and past clients include the New York Yankees minor league system, county sheriffs, fire departments, and local governments. And her mission is to optimize the nutritional status of individuals of all ages through motivating, coaching, and educating to promote a long-lasting, healthy lifestyle. Welcome, Abigail. Thank you so much for being on with me today. Can you quickly tell us who you are when you're not teaching nutrition to the world?
I am a very joyful person, so thankful to be alive. I love to cook. I love to be outdoors with my husband. I'm a wife, daughter. We don't have any kids yet. And I'm really learning how to just enjoy my life.
That sounds good. Now, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Abigail, are you ready?
I think so. I've got it. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Ooh, that is a fabulous question. Quit the negative self-talk. I think that I have learned that day in and day out in my nutrition journey, and I help a lot of my clients do that. A lot of times we think it's more about food, but really it's more about the talk that we give ourselves inside our head. So the negative self-talk, quit that business. It doesn't help anybody. Be your best friend instead of your worst enemy. That's one thing that I think people could do to feel better.
Quit that negative self-talk. Absolutely. Yes. Stop beating yourself up. Give yourself a break now and then. Stop with the negative self-talk. It's so good. And maybe this leads right into my next question. You know, I think most of us desire health, but we find it very elusive. Why is getting healthy and staying healthy so darn hard?
You know what I really think it is? Because I think we tend to complicate things when, especially nutrition, because there is so much information out there, right? Like every day you either turn on the news or pull up something on Facebook, and if somebody's saying something else about nutrition, well, I read a study that said this, and this said this, and things change a lot. But I think what's really cool about nutrition is that they are continuously doing studies on it, because new foods come out, different things, and we have more, there's just more stuff out there. There's more noise. But one thing that I think that each one of us can do to simplify things is to just start with one thing. Instead of feeling like we have to go from a completely unhealthy lifestyle and the next day turn it on to 100%, change one thing. So right now, if you're not eating vegetables, well, by golly, you should have try to incorporate one more vegetable into your day. If you don't drink a lot of water, maybe start to drink more water and pay attention to it. Start to take a water bottle with you. Instead of thinking that we have to go from 0 to 100 in a day, take steps to get there, because I know for myself and for, you know, the clients that I work with, I really try to help them work on a few things that they can work on today that they can improve. Because instead of thinking, well, I have to be skinny, why don't you think about getting healthier instead of it being more about weight and more about the health of it, if that makes sense.
It does. So change one thing, and that makes a lot of sense. So help us change that one thing. What would you recommend we attack first?
Ooh, so I have kind of my three. Can I give you my three?
I want them all. Give it to me. All three. Okay. Give it to me. I want them all.
Just three. Okay, so the first one, I kind of alluded to two of them actually already, but vegetables. I don't think a lot of times in our culture, you know, we talk about kind of like this perfect way of eating, which, you know, should I go gluten-free? Should I eat paleo? Should I do this? Should I do that? And I asked them, you know, well, how many vegetables do you eat throughout the day? And they're like, well, none. I'm like, well, maybe we should start right there. You know, vegetables are so packed with good stuff. They are multivitamins, but actually in food. And they're full of water. They're full of fiber, which is an indigestible form of carbohydrate. So if you think about it, if you just can't digest it, what do you do with it? You have to pass it through. So it fills up your stomach and then it helps with digestion. That is so full of water, vitamins and minerals, and fiber. So vegetables are amazing. So, you know, one thing you could do with those, add one serving of vegetable to each meal. And if you have a hard time doing that, or if you don't really eat any vegetables right now, add one serving of vegetables to your day. Number two is water. I think that people, again, we try to complicate things, and water is like, to me, it's like the elixir of life. We have this amazing, taking a drink right now. As we shower for the outside of our body, say at the end of the day or the beginning of our day, water, you think it's a shower for your inside. It helps with immunity. It helps flush out your system. When people tend to get sick a lot of times it's because we're not giving that inside of our body a shower like we should be. And that's what water does for us.
I love that analogy. Such a great analogy. It's like a shower for the inside of your body. I love that.
So water. Okay, so water is number two.
Number two. Okay, number three.
Number three is, I call them eat and winning combinations is the third one. And so what a winning combination is a combination of the macros. The macronutrients, which are carbohydrates, plus protein, plus fat. And you want to eat a winning combination at every meal or snack.
So the combination, those things work together to help in the nourishment.
Yes. So like one of an easy example would be for a snack, an apple and peanut butter. So the apple is going to be your carbohydrate, and the peanut butter acts as a protein and a fat source.
Okay, that's good. So I love it. So apple and peanut butter. Give me a couple more winning combinations that'll be easy for us to remember.
Okay. So another one would be even something like if you had avocado guacamole with some vegetable sticks and a few corn tortilla chips. That would be a great snack.
Check. Good.
Okay. Trail mix. That is one of my like all-time favorite go-to things because it has nuts. You could do seeds. So that's going to be your protein and fat source right there. And if you had some raisins in there, which would be your carbohydrate. And one thing I love to put in there are some fun, like a few pieces of dark chocolate and maybe some whole grain cereal to give it some extra crunch. Or you could just be super simple and do just nuts, seeds, and raisins or some other type of dried fruit. It's one of my favorites.
You're talking my language now. In fact, on your website, you've got a cool like pumpkin trail mix recipe.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That, I think, is like straight from heaven. It's so good. And I you know when there's certain things that are like, I can't believe I actually came up with that recipe. Like, that's one of those thoughts. I'm like, oh, it's so good.
No, I believe it. I believe it. That's because you're good. You're good, you. I believe it. So let's redo those one more time. One, eat more vegetables. Two, drink more water. Three, eat in winning combinations.
Yes, sir.
I love that. Okay, so Abigail, fast food has contributed to our health demise, I think, my opinion. So let's go through this scenario. You're hungry. You're on the road. Your only choice is fast food. Help us. What should we eat? What should we pay attention to if we find ourselves in that drive-through lane?
Oh, my goodness. That is a wonderful question. I think, you know, it happens to all of us. Sometimes you have to do it sometimes.
Right.
So one thing I would say is look for things on the menu that are not going to be fried, or that have any type of bread, that don't have any type of breading. So if it's mealtime and you have to get a sandwich, or I would go for a grilled chicken option. That's probably going to be the easiest thing that you can get on the menu that is going to be delicious, juicy, but then also not have a bunch of extra added stuff on the outsides of it, right? So usually a lot of places will have a simple grilled chicken sandwich or a grilled chicken salad. But if you are driving and you're with your kids, probably not going to be a time to eat a salad, right? So I would say the simple grilled chicken sandwich. And if you can, I always end up pulling off the top bun, because a lot of times it's just fluff anyways. And they usually have a piece of lettuce on the top. So you can just use the piece of lettuce as that top piece of bread and eat it that way. For side dishes, sides, usually places will have some type of fresh thing now. I know some of them have baked potatoes, and just get, the toppings and stuff on the side. You can't add much to a baked, a simple baked potato to make it not good for you, right? And that actually brings up another good point. Think about things that are single ingredient foods. Those ones are going to be more easily digested by our bodies. We know what it is, we know what to do with it. Because I will always say this, trying to find the healthiest option at a fast food place is better than going without, because our bodies, when you go into that starvation mode, I feel like nothing good happens. And then when you actually are able to get something to eat, you tend to eat way over.
You're overeating,
you're
right?
So starving.
And you're just so cramming it all in, right?
Cramming it all in. Another tip there is, I usually keep a Lara bar, or I love RX bars. They tend to not have any chocolate in them, so you can keep them in your car all the time so they don't melt. And then if you ever are in a situation where you're like, oh my gosh, I need something right now, and you have that bar, or put some trail mix in your car so you are prepared for those moments of, I have to do this, or I don't have anything else.
Right.
And then you can not go to that hangry place.
Absolutely. And we don't want to go to that hangry place. So what are the name of those bars again? We don't want to go there. What are the name of those bars again?
So some of my favorites are a Lara bar, L-A-R-A. RX bar is probably one of my all-time favorites. And one thing, when you're looking for bars, a very simple way to look for, or really any food, one thing I've heard so often, and I love to say it, is look for ingredient lists that read like a recipe instead of a science experiment. So when you look at the back of the nutrition label, always look at that ingredient list first, because that will tell so much about the actual food that you're eating. Another good one is Kind bars tend to have pretty good ingredient list, as well as there's a Kind of bar, Rise, R-I-S-E, and I'm not affiliated with any of these companies. I just eat them, and I recommend them to my clients.
Okay.
But those ones are very simple ingredient lists also. They're, maybe four ingredients a lot of times. It'll be...
Okay, great. And we'll put links to those bars on the show notes page. Okay, well, you've helped us with simple changes to make. You've helped us at the drive-thru. Now, help us in the grocery store. You quickly touched on food labels, but help us. When we get into the grocery store, quickly help us. How should we shop?
Well, one thing that I love, I've heard a lot of other dietitians say, I use it all the time, shop the perimeter. That's where the freshest stuff is going to be. That's where the eggs, the produce, the chicken, all the poultry, meat is going to be on the outside, as well as like the yogurt and the eggs and milk and that kind of stuff. And think of the middle aisles more for specialty items. I'm going to get mustard. I'm going to get bread. And I would say one really good tip is don't go hungry or hangry to the grocery store. because I've fallen into this too. Like, don't think that I don't. Most of the stuff I've learned is because I've done it. you tend to buy stuff at the grocery store that you probably wouldn't buy otherwise when you're starving.
We've all done that, right?
Oh my gosh, everything looks good, right? And so you try to shut that perimeter. And when you are looking for things, you know, you want to look at the label. But the first thing I always tell my clients to look at is the ingredient list. That is going to tell you the most about the food, more than the fat, the calories, the sugar, because what is in it is going to tell you kind of what the rest of the label looks like. Again, if almonds are the first ingredient, which means it's the most prevalent in that food, then you know that there's going to be a higher fat content in it because almonds are a good, healthy source of fat, which is okay. And then down the list. So do you see what I'm saying? That when you look at the label, you look at the ingredient list, it's going to tell you kind of what the label is going to look like. One thing I did want to touch on too is I truly believe that all foods can fit into a healthy way of living. You know, so it's not about cutting this out or saying, I'm never going to eat that again, but more think about, okay, I don't want to eat that as much and maybe not as often as I do, you know, fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean sources of protein. But when it comes to kind of quote unquote junk food, think more of how often do you eat it and how much of it are you eating? You know, try to cut back instead of being like, I'm never going to do that again. Because sometimes that fosters that feeling of resentfulness and then you kind of go crazy on it because you feel like you can't do it.
Right, that all or nothing, that all or nothing can come back to haunt you, because then if you break it, then you feel bad about yourself, and then you probably get back into that negative self-talk, and we don't want your negative self-talking.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, Abigail,
anything can happen that on or off your diet often.
Right. Well, Abigail, we talked about health, and the other part of this podcast is I like to talk about inspiration. So I want to jump into your journey a little bit. So I'm sure you've had important people in your life that have made an impact with you. Tell me something or share with us the best piece of advice you were ever given.
Oh, man. I'm like, I have all these flashes of fabulous people. My mom, my grandmother, a business coach. I had all these cool people. Oh, my goodness. One thing, this is something funny. I had a business coach who really was absolutely amazing and, kind of went through some cool journeys together. And when I first started my business, and she said, I tended to get overwhelmed by little things. And she said, a task is simply a task, not an emotion. And that was one of those things that when I would try to get stuff done, I'd be like overwhelmed by something. You know, if I had trouble writing, coming up with a topic for a presentation or this or that. I loved that. It was just, don't make an emotion, just do it, get it done with, check it off the list. But I have to say one more thing that she told me that I love. And for any of you people out there who are speakers or, you know, do podcasts or anything. It was right before a really big presentation, one of my first ones with the government here, and I really wanted to make a good impression. And she said, just remember, it's not about you, it's about them. And anytime now that I go up and do presentations or do any type of speaking engagement or TV, I think, it's not about me. I don't need to be nervous. You know, think about what you want to say to them, what they want to take out of it, and think about the person who you're speaking to and not about yourself.
A task is just a task, not an emotion. And it's not about you, it's about them.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. I like it. I ask all of my guests similar questions, and one of them is about joy. Something I think we need to cultivate more of in our lives. So here goes, besides family and friends and career, what brings you joy in life?
This is going to sound really cheesy. So my middle name is Joy.
Come on now.
And Abigail means father, source of joy, which is ridiculous. I love
so
my
it's
mom.
So Joy Joy. You're Joy Joy.
I honestly, I think this is going to sound, I love to feel like I'm making a difference. Oddly enough, that makes me feel joy. Because I've sat down and thought often about what, you know, like, I get giddy about making my husband his favorite thing. And it's not that it's not about me, but I feel like that's just one of the things that it's deep in my spirit is bringing other people joy and helping, bringing certain things to light, teaching. Obviously I need my own fill up time, which I do, and I read and I study but being with people and bringing them joy, I love that. Is that so cheesy or what?
No, I don't think that's cheesy at all. That's double joy. I love that. And it matches your first and middle name. You're double joy.
Oh, no. It's out of control.
All right, Abigail, I'm going to ask you the morning question now. I ask all my guests this question. I have this theory that most high-performing people have a certain way they start their day, whether it be reading or writing or going for a walk. So let me ask you this. How do you start your day?
Oh, that's a fabulous question. Okay, so I start my day with two things that are, like, essential. I start my morning with my warm lemon water, warm lemon in hot water, and I put in a little colder water to make it warm. And number two is I spend time reading the Bible and praying. That is I try to get up about 30 minutes before my husband gets up, and that is my time. Where I get fueled, energized, and I start with quiet time. Sometimes that means writing. Sometimes it's just reading. Sometimes I'm listening to songs. Reading Psalms, that is my first 30 minutes pretty much of every day.
That morning ritual can really start off your day the right way, no matter what it is. And lemon water and reading the Bible or sometimes writing, it just sets a good foundation for the day. And it's something you can look forward to when you go to bed and know what you're going to do in that morning. And it really starts off your day the right way. And I think morning time for all of us is really important. And that's why I asked that question. So thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate that. Well, coming up, we're going to do the high five with Abigail. And if I could ask a quick favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, like Abigail has been talking about today, to have more meaning and joy in their life. And if we do that, I believe we slowly make the world a better place. I know it sounds silly, but that's what I believe. So we're trying to reach the most people we can. If you can, after the interview with Abigail, jump on over to iTunes and then rate and review the show. Leave comments. Tell me what you're interested in. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you didn't like. And by doing that, we gain a wider audience. So if you could just take 30 seconds and do that after the interview, I would greatly appreciate it. The High Five with Abigail is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, first off, thank you. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. I am into Well-Designed Life by Kyra Bobinette. It's a book with 10 lessons in brain science and design thinking for a mindful, healthy, purposeful life. It's really good stuff. If you want to check it out, you can, or other books, just go to audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Again, that's audibletrial.com/whichwayislife for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised at what you see. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of Yes, sugar. And you want to find a salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt Brand is an unrefined salt from an ancient ocean in central Utah. Now think about our oceans today. Certainly not as clean as they used to be. Real Salt Brand sea salt formed long before man-made pollution was a problem. With Real Salt, you get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt Brand Sea Salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with Abigail Darty. Abigail, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Finish this sentence. If I were relegated to a deserted island, the one food I would take with me is?
Spinach.
Okay. you and Popeye.
Because I know that I'll feel good.
And that is really a superfood, isn't it?
It's one of the superfoods. And you'll have to hop on my social media to see what the spinach challenge is.
Oh, the spinach challenge. I like it. All right, number two. Knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Go big, have no fear, and it's not your fault.
I like it.
You know, I spent too many years with trying to impress everybody and do things that I thought other people would like because, for whatever reason, and not saying that I don't do things that other people will like now, but that is not my main motivation for things. Like, I had a lot of fear that maybe they wouldn't like me and blah, blah, blah. Now I just am who I am.
That's a great message. Just be yourself and don't worry about all the noise out there. Question number three, if you had to recommend a book to our audience, what would it be?
Oh, recommend a book. Okay, so I just finished one that was so fun to read. It was called Cooking for Mr. Latte.
Okay.
And she was a New York Times food editor, and she started a kind of a spinoff, another thing. And it actually, I read it probably in the last 6 months, and it kind of made me re-fall in love with cooking and food again. Can I say one more?
Absolutely.
The other one, and that's just a really fun read, is called Pursue Possibilities. And it is a daily positive thinking kind of for business and in just everyday life. And it is no joke, like totally life-changing. A friend of mine got it for me, and I have now bought 3 copies for a couple of my good friends. It is Pursue Possibilities by Susan Kame Goodwin. Goodman, excuse me.
Great suggestion. So the first one was Cooking for Mr. Latte?
Latte, yes.
Okay. All right, so Cooking for Mr. Latte. And
more of a fun, goofy read.
And then Pursue Possibilities. Number four, what's your favorite health app or do you have a health resource you can share with us?
You know, one thing that I do all the time when I'm researching for TV segments or writing or whatever, what I'll do is research the topic. And then after the topic, I'll put the word registered dietitian. When it comes to nutrition stuff, they're going to be the most credible sources for nutrition information. So I know that if I say it, what is the best source of, say, protein? And then I'll type, what is the best source of protein, registered dietitian? And so usually what will come up in that search engine will be things written or commented on by dietitians. And then I know, you know, and then I look at the research, of course. But that's kind of where I start with looking up information, because I know, based on what I've researched in my schooling, that we're the number one source for nutrition information.
Number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
We are all created for a reason, and that we all aren't supposed to look the same, be the same, be a size zero. Our bodies are all created different. We need different amounts of different foods, and we're all these like beautiful, fabulous beings, but we're all also in progress, and to go easy on each other, because we're all kind of going through different journeys, and we have to learn how to do it all together and just accept ourselves as we are and still try to grow.
That's a beautiful
message.
So for
me, it was learning that about myself and other people. It helped me give them grace. It also made me give myself grace and moving forward. And, you know, I don't know everything. You don't know everything, right? But we can use each other. We can help. And it's okay.
Good
and
message.
There's always, you can always have one more vegetable or drink a little more water, but.
And have the, and eat the winning combination, darn it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Abigail, thank you so much for being on with me today. How can we connect with you?
So you can connect with me on my website. It is thesoulofhealth.com. I'm also on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, of course, all the fun stuff, and LinkedIn under The Soul of Health, or you can search my name, Abigail Dardy, which again is tough to spell or say and spell D-O-U-G-H-E-R-P-Y. You know, I try to be on my website, and I'm really active on my Facebook and Instagram pages, probably the most. For pictures, what I'm eating, sometimes style, sometimes inspiration. I love quotes. Oh, I love quotes.
Oh, give me a quote.
Okay, let me think. Well, this one is actually Nelson Mandela. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living.
Oh, I like that. I like that, too. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. That's terrific. And your website is very, I've been on it. It's terrific. You keep up with the blog. You have a lot of fun things on there. And I'm going to put a link to your website and all that stuff right on our show notes page so we can push a lot of people to your website because it is really good.
Oh,
so, Abigail, and thank you so much for being on with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Oh, can I say one last thing? My theory
on
why I'm a dietitian.
Yes.
So I believe that, you know, there's a lot of things that create ripple effects. And I truly believe that when you feel better, when you eat better, you feel better. And when you feel better, you act better, which is, you know, goes back to what you were saying about that's my way of helping make the world a better place, helping people to eat better, to feel better, to act better, and hopefully achieve their goals. You know, when you feel better, you treat people better. You know, when you feel better, you're able to actualize and work harder, you know, at certain things and really be at your best when you feel better.
Well, thank you so much. And we're going to do that. And we're going to start eating our veggies and drink more water and winning combinations.
Yay! This has been so fun. Thank you so much.
Abigail, thank you so much again. I appreciate it. And remember, enjoy the little things in life because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And again, if I can ask a favor, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And when you rate it, it helps the show gain more visibility. And please leave a review as well. If you could do that for me, I would appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. We're also on Facebook at Which Way Is Life. Thanks for listening and stay well.